With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Most Americans agree that democracy is on the ballot in November. They disagree on the threat, however. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
An AP NORC poll shows that most Americans believe this year's presidential race will be crucial for the future of the country's democracy. Not surprisingly, given the political climate, voters see the threat differently based on their political views. Many Democrats continue to see Donald Trump as a threat to democracy after he tried to overturn the results of the 2020 election. But the poll findings also suggest that many of Trump's supporters agree with him that the Biden-Harris administration is the real threat. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Major changes will be on the way when Donald Trump wins in November. He's putting immigration at the heart of his campaign, pushing the GOP toward an aggressive strategy of deporting millions of people who came into the United States illegally, thanks to Joe Biden. Also, at SRNNews.com, former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says Richard Nixon was a fighter and would have preferred to fight back against the charges that forced him from office in 1974.
I honestly think, A, he knew what the result was going to be, and B, he also was a patriot, and he knew that, he wasn't going to win, and it was going to hurt the country, so he quit.
Incredibly, yesterday marked 50 years since Mr. Nixon resigned. Senator Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A worker at a federal prison in California has died. Investigators examining whether he's exposed to fentanyl before his death. Mark Fisher was a mailroom supervisor at a penitentiary in Atwater, California. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans simply don't like the First Amendment.
A new poll from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that 53% of adults believe the amendment goes, quote, too far. 47% say the amendment does not describe my thoughts at all. Most people associate the First Amendment with freedom of speech, when in fact it guarantees five freedoms. And the first one is the freedom of religion. It also protects freedom of assembly, freedom of petition, and freedom of the press. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge ruling Florida's transgender health care ban discriminates against state employees and violates their civil rights. The ruling says the state's ban violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which protects employees and job applicants from employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. This is SRN News. South Korea says its neighbor is at it again, sending more trash.
South Korea's military says North Korea is again flying trash balloons towards the south. The Seoul government says winds could carry the balloons to regions north of the capital. Authorities had issued text alerts telling civilians to beware of objects dropping from the sky and to report any suspicious balloon sightings to the police. In recent weeks, North Korea has flown more than 2,000 balloons carrying waste paper, cloth scraps, and cigarette butts towards the south. It's been described as a retaliation towards South Korean civilian activists flying anti-Pyongyang propaganda leaflets across the border. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
On Wall Street Friday, Dow continued its up for at least part of the week. Dow gained a 51 points, S&P ahead 24, the NASDAQ up 85. More details at SRNNews.com.